was a Roman custom in those days, in the first century, to crucify people. And thousands, literally thousands and thousands of people were being crucified throughout the years. Jesus, of course, was one of many, in one sense, of people who were being crucified. But not just one of many, but one for all. And he died for all people on that cross. And the awful thing about crucifixion, of course, and we get a bit of a glimpse of it, it's hard to really imagine, is not just the taunting and the flogging and the bits that went on just to get him on that cross, but the amount of time that he would have spent there. And all the derision and the obscenities that would be shouted at him, and all of those things that Jesus had to go through. But of course we know that Jesus died on a cross, not just one for all people, but once for all people. He was the ultimate sacrifice. He was the one who had come to take away the sin of the world, and the only one that could achieve that end. He was the only one who was good enough to achieve that end. And so indeed, he was one for all people on that cross, and he died once for all on that cross. In taking away the sin of the world through his shed blood on the cross, he cancelled the debt that human beings have to pay. And those who receive them for themselves in their lives begin to get a glimpse and understanding of what that might mean for them. And his blood on the cross, of course, took away the power of sin. And for those who choose to follow him and to give their lives to him, then that sin is cancelled in their lives. Yes, we still get things wrong. Yes, we still need to come to Jesus regularly to seek his grace and forgiveness. But the power of it is broken. And there's a huge difference. And that's why he died on that cross. But we see in our world today, we still see people who are suffering at the evil hands of other people. And today, and I'm not sure where we're up to date in the news, but we're praying for someone called Father Tom, who is taken by ISIL and is in captivity against his wishes, and they have threatened to crucify him. And others have also died in the week leading up to this event. People who love the Lord Jesus. There is still immense evil out there, and we know that to be true. We do know it to be true. We long for people to begin to get a grasp of what Jesus has done, to see that there is no need for all of this. And even though Jesus said there would always be wars and rumours of wars, we still continue to pray that the power of the evil that's in the world would be broken in people's lives so that there might be a difference. That's now where it has to begin. Jesus has done everything he needed or has to do on the cross to cancel the power of sin. But it's up to individuals. And so the world rolls on in the way in which it does with the evil that continues to exist. But we do not give up hope. And the reason we do not give up hope is because of the final words in this account anyway that Jesus spoke when he said, "It is finished." We have to ask, what is finished? What is finished, of course, is the battle of Jesus for the kingdom of this world. He has defeated the power of Satan. And it really is up to us to embrace the one who has done that through his shed blood on the cross. We need, in our lives, to embrace him fully and to pray that others will too. It is very interesting that earlier in the account that I was reading to you, it was Caiaphas who, in a strangely prophetic way, said that it would be good if one man died for the people. Very interesting. Perhaps he didn't quite understand what he was saying there, and that's exactly what would happen. One would die for all. And as we follow the story through, we see that actually Jesus was in control of these events. It may appear that he wasn't, but he could have spoke one word and it would have been finished. But he was being obedient to his Father. And he was not only willing to go through the flogging and the derision of people, but he was willing to go to the cross because he understood that's the way it had to be. And he did it because he loved his Father. He did his Father's will. And obedience is key in this story. If he hadn't gone through with it, we wouldn't be here today. But he did. Thanks be to God. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. That's why we sing that somewhat triumphant hymn on this day. Because Jesus did a work that says, once and for all, it is finished. Satan's power is limited. It's limited to the response of human beings. And so we continue to pray that the power of God, which breaks forth now through his Spirit into people's lives and into his world, will mean that others will come to know the crucified Lord and the risen Saviour. Will come to know the importance of the reasons for Jesus' death. Because God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son so that whoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And that's an amazing promise, isn't it, that is often preached at many evangelistic rallies of the God who so loved the world. But the context of that story actually is something that happened in the Old Testament. We all know verse 16 of John chapter 3, but very often we don't know the bit that comes before. And the bit that comes before reminds us of an event in the Old Testament where the Jews were always grumbling against God, and eventually they were smitten because God sent a curse upon them, and the curse was in the form of poisonous snakes, and they were all getting bitten. And the only way that they could be delivered from that was through looking at a snake that was lifted up in the desert. And Jesus said on this occasion, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. God didn't take away the poisonous snakes in those days, but he gave them an option. If you look at the serpent that we've lifted up, then you'll be healed. God does not take away death from this world, but he does give an option for eternity as we look upon Jesus, who is lifted up also. So God loved the world means just as he loved the people of Israel, and he was providing a way out for them in those days, so he's provided a way out today. That's why Jesus went to the cross. He had to be lifted up. And so today we look at the cross and we think of the Son of God who is lifted up for our sakes. He was lifted up, one person for all people, and he was lifted up once for all people. Let's be still as we reflect upon the glory of the cross of Christ.